The end testimonials. Vincent is a true fighter. He went through some horrible experiences but refused to give up under the pressure. His book offers a fantastic opportunity to understanding the experience of meningitis survivor and related after effects. It is an inspiring piece of work, John Offer. Aldi Stores Deputy Manager. Chelmsford, UK. The Diary of a Healed Man is a wonderful and beautifully written personal encounter and journey of a meningitis survivor. Vincent really demonstrated his resilience of character and power of positivity. Reverend Father Vincent Abina Otunwa, Salesian Pontifical University, Rome, Italy. This book left me absolutely speechless. How could someone not crack under the stress of such enormous disabilities? This story is so inspirational. It would make a great gift to anyone going through difficult situation. It's so amazing and uplifting, Christian Equimadu. Social Worker. Greater Manchester, UK. Acknowledgement: it has been an amazing journey putting my experiences into a book. It has been an absolute dream to put my one-in-a-lifetime experiences into a book. I want to thank the publishing company for their painstaking effort and assistance in proofreading, formatting, editing and getting this book readily available. I wish to acknowledge the valuable contributions of the reviewers regarding the improvement of quality, coherence, and content presentation of chapters of this book. I want to use this opportunity to thank those who played important roles during my sickness and afterwards. I want to especially thank my previous boss, Chief Chris Onyemanu and John Offer, for their special care and love before, during and after my period of illnesses. I am so indebted to these two in a special way. They were my next of kin, my closest relatives in this country. I equally thank Reverend Father Dr. Vinatius C. Offerkar for his invaluable support all through my hospitalization. I extend the same gratitude to my friends like Emika and Frank Iberia, Reverend Fr. Dr. Louis Ezilo, Bar, Innocent Iconter, Christian Equimadu, Reverend Father Vincent Otunwa, Susanna Offer, Emika Offens and others who visited and encouraged me throughout my ordeal. I would not have known where I would have been without them in my life. I acknowledge the efforts of all the NHS medical professionals of St. Peter's Hospital Church C, St. George's Hospital London and Queen Mary's Hospital Rowanton and other hospitals who contributed to saving my life and helping my recovery process. I want to also thank Drs. Catherine Milroy of the Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery Department, Robert Harris, David Selvaduri and Deval Mehta of the Audiology Department and the nurses of St. George's Hospital London and Dr. Sori of Queen Mary's Hospital. Your pieces of advice on best course of treatment were spot on and your records were as accurate as ever. I appreciate your time and explanation when I needed them. I would like to thank my most helpful legal team for helping me get closure on things and for their advocacy. Special thanks to the staff of Kingsley Napley LLP, Bar Henry Whitcomb, Kate Rhodes, Bridget Hughes, Simon Hardy and you all. Finally, I wish to acknowledge my beautiful wife, Queen Linda, my daughter Aubrey, my family, cochlear implant and meningitis survivor communities for their encouragement and support during my recovery and their help in the process of writing this book. I also acknowledge you for receiving this book, reading it and getting inspired in the most positive way by it.